April 21, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Now don't hurt the Lord. Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? John 14:9. Our Lord must be repeatedly astounded at us, astounded at how unsimple we are. It is opinions of our own which make us stupid. When we are simple, we are never stupid. We discern all the time. Philip expected the revelation of a tremendous mystery, but not in the one whom he knew. The mystery of God is not in what is going to be, it is now. We look for it presently, or to be in the future, in some cataclysmic event. We have no reluctance in obeying Jesus, but it is probable that we are hurting him by the questions we ask. Lord, show us the Father. His answer comes straight back. There he is, always here, or nowhere. We look for God to manifest himself to his children. God only manifests himself in his children. Other people see the manifestation. The child of God does not. We want to be conscious of God. We cannot be conscious of our consciousness and remain sane. If we are asking God to give us experiences, or if conscious experience is in the road, we hurt the Lord. The very questions we ask hurt Jesus because they are not the questions of a child. Let not your heart be troubled. Then am I hurting Jesus by allowing my heart to be troubled? If I believe the character of Jesus, am I living up to my belief? Am I allowing anything to perturb my heart, any morbid questions to come in? I have to get to the implicit relationship that takes everything as it comes from him. God never guides presently, or in the future, but always right now. Realize that the Lord is here now, and the emancipation is immediate. April 21, My Utmost for His Highest. Summary. How often do we really try to understand what God is calling us to or what he might ask us to do? How often do we actually question whether what he's asking us to do is even appropriate? How often do we make suggestions to him as to how we might accomplish a task once he reveals that he has something in mind for us to do? How often do we simply try to co-pilot the projects that God has engineered for us and determined to dispatch to us? But we cannot be a co-pilot. We have to be simply a vessel that is used, like the cup in the hand of the one who drinks, like the machine in the hand of the mechanic. We need to simply make ourselves available without questions. The questions of a child, if we're coming to God in childlike faith, really are not of the nature as to how we do it. The bottom line is we need to let God not only call us to do something, but actually engineer our movements, actually move us from place to place, speak through our lips, and use our bodies to express his love. The only message and the only project that's in the heart of God is to communicate the absolute unconditional love of God to any soul that comes in contact with a believer in Jesus who is surrendered to Jesus in intimacy, who lets Jesus himself express himself through that believer to those that believer encounters. I may be the only Jesus anyone ever sees is a reasonable statement, but only if you understand that they will not see Jesus by any good thing I do, but rather they will only see Jesus if I stop doing and let Jesus express himself using me without let or hindrance. In other words, without my trying to help him or without my trying to hinder him.